This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Hexclad, blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Purity Coffee, organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 753.
753!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans. We walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's snapping in?
Not much, man. Go Bears.
Bears.
But did you pay attention at all to the draft a little
bit?
Yeah,
they made picks. A lot of people seemed not so happy with those picks.
Really? I feel like the safety was a great pickup. We got a center. I think the guy from Iowa is like one of the top, or maybe the top center of last year.
Yeah, the safety, it was one or two, depending upon who ranked them. And the same thing with the center. And then they took a very good blocking tight end because, you know, we could use another. You don't need two. You need three.
Yeah.
You probably don't want to have your other guys blocking all the time and getting injured. So it makes sense. And then, you know, sprinkling some other freaks in there.
We got a defensive tackle, Jordan Vandenberg, which I think he played, I can't remember what team he played for. But I thought he was decent. He's Georgia Tech. That's it.
Aren't his stats like off the charts?
They are. Like I think he's kind of a
physical mess. What do you call him? Specimen. Yeah.
Specimen. He's massive. He's like 300 pounds. He's from Africa, from what I understand. So, I mean, we'll see. I think they're solid. And what I love is what I heard was that Ben Johnson was in on these picks and they ran everything by him. They got guys he wanted. So, I got to think, for as much of a like a wizard he is, he has a plan. So I don't know what the plan is, but last year it worked. So I can only assume this year's plan will be better than last year's plan.
Yeah, I think his big thing is we're going to coach these guys up better too. You know, you saw everyone in year one with a handful of months of coaching from us. Now you're going to get year two, where everyone who's been here knows the system a little bit better too. And then you get the defensive line guys that were injured back that are supposed to, you know, help. I mean, that's the only weakness that I see right now is the D-line and getting sacked. So they still could trade, or other people could get released. There's still some additions. So I wouldn't worry. I'm not worried. I'm excited. I'm like done with hockey. I'm ready for football. Yeah. And we see what happens with the UFCs.
Yes, we sure will. Cause we got the White House card and everything else happening soon. So.
Yeah. And I was going to show you, they released the poster for this fucking thing.
Oh.
If this, I don't know, my computer's kind of wonky. I don't know if I'm logged out, but that's fine. So here is said poster. What are your thoughts on this?
It looks like a movie poster, like it would be a movie, which is kind of cool.
It's a little bland, no?
Yeah, I think the White House is the star in this whole thing, and maybe that was the idea. It reminds me of like a movie about a president or something, like Clear and Present Danger. It's got like, this movie has Harrison Ford in it for sure, you know?
Ben Affleck, I'm just like, why can't we have more red, white, and blue? Put the fucking flag on there. How about some goddamn American titties or some American ass? American blood.
Apple pie.
That's right. Everything all American all the time.
A hot dog.
They just put a shade of blue like fucking in a shield, almost like Captain America in there.
Mm-hmm.
Odd. It's odd. I want more patriotism.
Okay.
And it should be the UFC 1776. Maybe you have some muskets and like the British and America fighting it out on a poster.
Ooh, Now you're speaking my language.
So that, what else is happening?
Well, speaking to Alex Pereira, like, here you go. He's doing some training in this video, and he looks quite scary. He's going to town on the, I can't play audio because it's just all
Yeah.
messed up, but he's going to town there, just doing a little sparring. He looks good. He's looking good, strong.
I saw him sparring. He's training with Sean Strickland.
That
So
Glover? Yeah, Glover Teixeira, yeah.
they were sparring, and I saw him also. He's doing deadlifts with like 1 million pounds. I'll pull
Sweet.
this up and making it look fucking easy. I don't know how much weight is on this fucking bar, but I'll pull this up here. He's screaming.
Damn.
Like, whatever that is, he's just
So
fucking
eight
moving
forty
it.
fives, which is what, 320 plus another two. It's like, is it like 600 pounds? I don't
I
even,
don't know.
it's a lot.
Whatever that was, he just blew through it, and then now it goes into what you were showing. But yeah, fucking God damn, man. He's getting ready for heavyweight, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Excited. Let's do a little sponsor action. Knock those out.
Okay. I'm with you. This today's video and audio is in partnership with Manscaped, the men's grooming brand trusted by over 13 million men worldwide. I'm thrilled to unveil the latest masterpiece from Manscaped, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in the new Desert Sand colorway. Whoa, crazy. The special edition trimmer pairs rugged style with precision and performance. Inspired by endless horizons and built for those who thrive off the beaten path, this isn't just a trimmer. It's your ultimate tool for conquering the wildest terrain. Even,
Whoa.
desert sand. You can take it in the desert, and then you
That's
might,
right.
maybe don't, because you probably will lose it because you won't be able to find it. But just a quick PSA, though, there are
Blend right
limited,
in, just
yes, blend
camo.
right in. Limited quantities available in this colorway, so you got to act fast if you want. Let's check it out.
That's right. And you unleash, you here you go. Unleash your
Unloosh.
grooming game with
Whoa.
the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra Desert Sand. Experience unparalleled precision with the next gen dual skin safe blade heads, one trimmer blade and one foil blade designed for flawless performance. If you're part of the OG Manscaped family, this trimmer is a tribute to the classics. And you can join over 13 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for all their grooming needs. Get the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in colorway Desert Sand. While supplies last, get 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com. That's 15% off plus free shipping with code MMA15 at manscaped.com.
Oh yeah. Life comes at you fast between work, relationships, and everything else on your plate. You want to know you can show up when it counts, and that includes the bedroom. If things aren't working the way they used to, you don't have to accept it. Rougeette, like louche, has treatments that can help you get hard, stay hard, and last as long as you want, whether it's occasional trouble or something that's been building for a while. Their doctors work with you to find what fits your body. Their best-selling treatment, Rougeette Ready, combines three clinically proven ingredients in one minty dose that dissolves under your tongue. It increases blood flow and primes your brain for arousal. So you're ready physically and mentally. Most men are good to go in about 15 minutes, with the effects lasting up to 36 hours.
And if timing is your issue, here you go. Issue cannot speak today. Rougeette has Go Long, a 2-in-1 treatment that helps you get hard and stay in control of when you finish. Over 500,000 men have already made the switch to Rougeette. Getting started is simple. Rougeette connects you with a board-certified doctor online, and treatment ships discreetly to your door. Head to rougeette.com/MMA15 and get 15% off your ED treatment. That's rugiet.com/MMA15 for 15% off. Rougeette, performance medicine for men. And just like that, back to the show.
Yeah, I forgot to mention this earlier. UFC 6 is coming out, the video game, new video game for
Okay.
all platforms apparently this summer, in June, I want to say. And the cover athletes are going to be Max Holloway and Alex Pereira. So pretty wild when you think about it that they're on number six, because I don't know when I stopped playing it specifically, because I don't think I played the last two. I didn't really, I thought it was like three, but it's
Yeah,
been
I think
five.
three is probably when I stopped.
Yeah.
I'm more, everyone wants to make realistic sports games, and I'm more, I want non-realistic sports games, and I don't fucking make them anymore, unfortunately. What the hell was that one where you're like playing football and you're giving your guys
Oh
steroids and
yeah.
you're hoping not to pass, then you're breaking,
Ruptured
like,
scrotum and shit.
yes, like
Yeah,
that's
that's
my
what that
kind of
was. It's
sport.
destruction.
Or the old school was the basketball NBA Jam.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'll still play that. So I need like sports with a twist, not fucking, I need it as real as it gets. No, I want no fucking stamina drain. I want to just button mash and knock fuckers out. So I will not be playing, but good to see they're keeping it alive.
Yeah.
I should probably check it out just to see from like the last time we've played, like how does it operate these days? Because it was always like, oh, I gotta fucking, I'm doing a sub. Now I gotta rotate and fucking do this and do that. I wonder if it's easier or harder. That one was really good, but I think it was the THQ UFC. I don't remember the fucking name of it, but there was a pride mode.
Yeah.
And you could have tournaments, and you get flash knockouts, and you could go any weight class versus any weight class. So
Hell yeah.
that was it, fucking soccer kicking people's heads. I'm like, please bring that shit back. That would be way more exciting. This is a kind of a long post. GSP was talking about fainting, and he was saying mastering fainting. And that'd be funny if he just walks in. I'm
Oh, you mean like that kind of
like,
fainting, like not like I
yeah.
passed
Who
out type of
passes
fainting.
out
I was thinking like a
the
fainting
ultimate
ghost.
self-defense?
You just
Like, what's going on? Did I just win? He says mastering fainting is what separates high-level fighters from bums. You're literally sending your opponent's nervous system into overload. Fainting works because the brain has to guess the attack from early cues like shoulder, hip, and weight shift. Before the strike actually happens, feed it false data and it commits to the wrong defense or forces, erratic movements. So he just goes on this long diatribe about why it's good and fucking kind of, I don't know if is that a lost art these days? Because when you think about him, he was doing a shit ton.
He was, I don't know, you guys like Dominic Cruz, Anderson Silva
Ugh.
for a while.
Yeah.
No,
Art of the
I think
faint.
there's something to it. I think maybe it's harder to do it now. I don't know if guys are more skilled, but yeah, definitely. I think, being able to avoid and what someone once said, like swinging at air is more exerts more energy than if you hit something.
Yeah,
So.
because it's the worst feeling ever when you go to punch something and it's like you overextend and you're like, fuck, and you don't make contact.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I you're right. I don't know. I don't think guys really. I'm trying to think who would be the master at fainting these days. I don't even know. Probably somebody in boxing, I guess.
I just want to see this.
It's some sort of like
That's what I
random
like.
drunken master. It's
Yes,
fainting
the
master.
master fainting. Oh shit, he's dead. Psych! And then
Psych.
you jump up with the uppercut.
That'd be
Knock
epic.
that
They're like, are
motherfucker
you
out.
okay? Yes. Boom.
Oh, he fell for it again. That's his move, man. Didn't you see that? Oh shit.
That'd be funny.
Let's see what else. Oh, Dana White being a fucking psycho.
Oh
Like,
yeah, at the White House with the shooting
yeah.
at the dinner.
His comments from being there, he's like, they were screaming, get down. I didn't get down. It was fucking awesome. And something else, they had guns out and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, bunch of psychos. Okay, cool.
Some people are wired different.
Yeah,
So
true.
I'd be under the table screaming like a little bitch, probably, or running away.
Yeah, I mean, there'd be some sort of reaction, right? Not just like, cool, what's gonna go down here?
Yeah. What's this?
Like, all right.
I don't know. Although,
So,
I don't know, maybe.
yeah, you don't know until you're in that situation how you're going to react, but
Yeah, I have had a gun pulled on me in college. I didn't move, but I don't know if that was like a freeze instinct.
well, those are your choices. You
I was
either
just like,
freeze,
whoa,
fight,
buddy.
or run.
Not you're the wrong guy. Oh, okay. All right, fair. Thought it was someone else coming into the house.
Yeah.
Not the guy you were thinking. I'm just going to back away slowly and I'll see you
Yes.
later. Sorry you're having a bad day. Good luck
Exactly.
to you.
I had a bad day.
But yeah, what a fucking crazy person. I don't know.
It pretty much.
What else? Oh, UFC is going to be in Serbia, Belgrade, in August, but they haven't announced the card yet. But this is the first time they're ever going to Serbia, so I'll be curious to see how that works out. So, Belgrade is a capital of Serbia, so you know that part of the world pretty awesome, but can be rural and things too, little Eastern Bloc kind of situation.
Yeah, it's odd. I don't know if they're opening up the travel more now because, they tightened everything up and we're still doing, events at the goddamn Apex, which, if I'm a fighter, I would be pissed off if I'm fighting at the Apex. I do not want to fight there in front of like 10 people.
Yeah, it's
I want
gay.
to fight in front of like tens of thousands and
Like,
feed off that energy. I forget that. I think that was GSP even too, talking about the like how much energy you get from the crowd, like pumping you up when they're, punches are exchanged, you're getting hit and blah blah
yeah.
blah. Let's see. I got a couple posts from Conor McGregor's been tweeting out some weird shit. Well, it's other people are creating interesting content and then he's posting it. I don't think I can play the sound. Let me listen real quick first. Oh, fuck it. I'll take a chance. We'll do it with sound.
Okay.
These are AI-ish. So, see this.
The fuck?
Conor McGregor is sneaking onto the basketball court.
That's funny.
Stealing the ball. That's a travel, son. And runs off. There's
God, that
one.
looks so real, though. I mean, it doesn't quite fully 100% look real, but man, does it look close. He's got the dog.
And he's sneaking onto a soccer field with a pug.
Hey, you can play soccer too.
Yeah. And it runs out. I don't know what this is about. But what the fuck? Who gives a shit? What else is happening out there?
There's been a fight announcement here. In RAF, hold on, let me share this. It's Frankie Edgar versus Merab Dashvili in a lightweight fight in May
Oh,
30th.
Jesus
I
Christ.
think he's Dashvili, whatever, however you say it. He's making his RAF debut there. And Frankie Edgar is, who knows?
Rob's gonna fucking destroy him.
I think you're right.
Holy shit. And straight up wrestling. Vish. And especially Frankie, he tried to come back. I don't remember what that was. Was it a bare knuckle fight that they pulled him like right before the event
Yeah, because his
recently?
dome wasn't right.
Yeah.
Something was wrong. Yeah. So.
So, or they didn't want to pay him, one of the two. Yeah, it seems like a lot of fighters are doing this now. And I guess since he's retired, I think the UFC said they're okay with UFC fighters going there as long as they don't fight other current UFC fighters.
Okay.
So you can have, that's why you had like, who is it, Armand versus Uriah Faber. And now you're gonna have Merab versus fucking Frankie Edgar, which is it's such a weird matchup because you have a current guy versus a guy who's been retired for a handful of years.
Yeah.
There's no way that that's gonna work out. It's the same thing like Faber. Like skill-wise, we're on two different levels, and then you're not currently training at a high level of pace, and you're old as fuck. So
Exactly.
everything you don't want. But at least it's in a wrestling format, so technically you shouldn't get fucked up unless someone dumps you on concrete,
Yeah, that would be
like
bad.
Faber,
Like you're right, Faber. Yes.
which straightened out his back. There was a 10-man MMA free-for-all over the weekend, so I have some highlights. I don't know if I can share the sound, so I'll just kind of share this, and I got to go small screen because these kind of things get fucked up. There's like
Okay.
one giant. And then it looks like multiple weight classes in here.
Okay.
And it's weird because, like, when they start off, it's like you can kind of see it's kind of team versus team, but it's
Yeah.
not because it's a total free for all. Everyone should be ganging up on that big guy right off the bat.
He is pretty damn big. What's he's pointing to
Because
the
I
crowd.
think if you just kick him out of the red, then you still keep going. So it's almost like wrestling, fake wrestling format where, oh, we throw you out, you're out. Or if you get finished, you're out. But it
Yeah.
seems more of trying to push people out. Big guy is still standing. Oof. Oh, man.
No, he just missed him. That little guy got lucky,
Oh,
man.
yeah, he did.
Oh, geez. It's
And then,
coming.
like, everyone's teeing off on that guy. Okay. All right. Now it's the three of us. Now it's two versus the big guy.
Of course, the big guy's still standing.
And that was a smart move by the little guy. Shoot a takedown. And then it looks like the last ones, then they kind of fight it out for a sub or a finish.
Yeah. Interesting concept.
Yeah, 10-man free for all. Yeah, the alarm triangle.
It's a lot of fighting. So
It
this
is.
went on forever, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Saw that. Well, what else is going on? I have
I have
face
a KO.
off, a tweet. KOs and knowledge.
I have just KO and knowledge.
Okay, let me get these fun face-offs. Fun face-offs are happening everywhere. I got two of them. Let me get these dialed up. Probably no volume. Let's see. Yeah, they're always playing like volume or songs in the background, so I can't always play these. So here's the first one. It was supposed to be from some boxing event, but apparently, you can just
Want
paint
to
your
make sure
OnlyFans
as a
shirt on.
fall family. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
And there's another one. Bare knuckle. Looks like two crackheads getting ready to square off. They almost look like they want to make out.
They do.
Like
Nose to
they're
nose. I'm just
like.
waiting for somebody to bust a nose or something doing this.
Or a nut. I thought you were saying a nut. Like, whoa.
That too.
So, yeah.
They're very lean.
Yep. Whoa. I just tried to hit stop share and my whole fucking screen blew up. You
Yeah, I had the
know?
same. It went like
Yeah.
Zoom freaked out for a second.
Yep. A little tweet of the week. This is Mike Vrabel in football is having some issues. So this may or may not be a real shirt on him. They're like, bro, what is this shirt Vrabel's wearing?
It looks like vaginas.
Yeah, that's not a real shirt on him, but anyway.
I think if it was,
Then KOs, what you got?
shut him off. Okay,
I got
that's what
a
I got.
couple. All right, let's start with this one. We'll do a little sound. So BKFC. And I always forget how small the ring is, but.
Like that was with Chachi Versace
Oh.
turnaround. Wasn't ready for it. Earlier in the round, earlier in the fight.
But look how small that ring is.
Tiny.
Fuck, man. So they're
Versace
showing like
still
different
hurt. He came
shots
up a
and
bit of
different
an angle.
angles.
Oh, damn.
Body hook. But like a good camera there. So that was some of one. And oh, this guy's just going for it already. He's not even waiting for me. Catch the
Oh.
knee on the way in.
Heck yeah. Oh.
Dead. Dead.
That's wild.
Exactly. Right into knowledge. What you got?
I don't know. Okay, so this is like a year or two old. I think I didn't realize it came out on the History Channel when it did, but I watched a couple episodes of this five family documentary. America, it's called American Godfathers. The Five Families, it just came out on Netflix, like this week. It's pretty solid. If you at all like to know about like mafia mobster history, it's pretty wild what the fuck happened over in New York and across the country during that time. They kind of explain how all that shit worked and like in detail. I think there was a book that came out that was also, but if you're all interested, it was pretty interesting. There's three total episodes. I didn't see the third yet, but it just, I never knew it was that like well organized, held hence organized crime. But like,
Yeah.
man, they had some rules, and then
And
people broke some rules. So,
then people got buried.
yes. So it's pretty cool. I thought it was quite interesting, and I couldn't stop watching. So,
How long are the
I think
episodes?
like an hour. So
Okay.
3 hours to probably 3 hours total.
Netflix.
Yeah, it's called The Five
Gotcha.
Families. It's probably on your Netflix as like one of the, what's new,
Yeah,
because it
probably
came out in the
top.
last few days. If
Sure.
you like it all mobster stuff, it's pretty neat to see, and they kind of explain like how all of it worked and how they were able to rule shit for like 50 years by this code that they were living by until they didn't.
Yeah.
So
But they're probably still running shit in the background. You
probably.
never know. Let's see what I got. I got two things. I don't know if I can do sound. We'll turn sound off, but here's Mackenzie Dern hanging out with one of her friends, working it. Work it. Yep. Don't see that every day. And then how I feel watching that.
Oh, good Lord.
Making things happen. Anyway. And I know we'd shut down.
Good
In
Lord.
and out, violent,
All right.
fast,
We need some
friendly.
shit to happen in MMA. It's been kind of quiet,
Through
so
that, well, soon we're gonna have that Shmaev versus Sean Strickland. It's not this
yes.
weekend, but I believe it's next, so
Yep.
should be hype.
All right. Well, see you in a week. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Angle Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.